Let's have a little music fun here. It's 102.7 Kiss FM. JP Sachs joining us here. His debut album, Dangerous Levels of Introspection, is out. I love that title. JP, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, Ryan. Good to see all of you.
Good to see you. You look happy. How you doing?
I'm extremely happy. I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing well. We are, you know, we get to sort of have our own family therapy sessions on the air every day. We get to talk, and we get to talk about each other's lives and what's happening. So right. It's nice for us. In a way, I guess this is our sort of creative outlet. You write songs as your creative outlet. And your title struck me because I think that introspection and really looking into one's soul and self can get highly dangerous.
That is exactly why it's the title of the album. Well, firstly, I would love to be invited to your family therapy session.
Oh, you're here. You're in one right now.
This is it.
Yeah, you made it.
So I think the reason that felt like the right title for the album is I think there's an amount of emotional analysis which makes life better, which makes life, you know, deeper. And then there's an amount of emotional analysis that just ruins everything. And I think this album lives right in between the two.
Where do you draw that line? Because it's a slippery slope, isn't it?
Yeah,
I have no idea. I think I teeter towards ruining things.
Wait, I'm gonna play a couple of just different songs here, some pieces of these songs. Listen to this.
Maybe you're not love anymore. Maybe you remind me of it. Maybe you're not love anymore. Maybe you're what keeps me from it. What keeps me from it.
Okay, now that is called What Keeps Me From It. This is called A Little Bit Yours.
You're not mine anymore, but I'm still a little bit yours. You're not mine anymore, but I'm still a little bit yours.
Yeah, I'm feeling there's some sadness emoting in those two, at least.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right.
But I don't feel like
you're
sad.
You're in a happy relationship, right? Yeah.
I totally understand the confusion. So
explain it to our family therapy session.
Sure. Yes. A couple clarifications. So this is my first album. So there are 5 years of emotional errors of my life. So I have been happily in love for 2 years. Those two songs were written prior to those 2 years.
Right. And
also, I think people mistake those who write nostalgic, longing, grueling songs for unhappy people. Just because at 2 a.m. sitting alone in our rooms, journaling and playing an instrument means we're getting in our feels does not mean
we're
at
always
10
like
a.m. talking to lovely people about our feelings means we're not in a good mood.
I say we're always like that. He's talking about artists. But yes, people are not always. You have that. You do have that. Look, I think we all go through that. Where you have that one sort of down moment in a day and a night. And then, you know, you bounce back up. And that was just a little blip in the day. But you can hear the pain in those songs, which is, I mean, it drags you in. And who can't relate to you're not mine, but I'm a little bit yours? That's a lyric. But I think that was close to the lyric.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's it.
But actually, everybody relates to that.
My first television performance of that song was with you on Ryan and Kelly. And that was the first time I'd ever performed on TV without Julia.
I remember us talking about that, too.
No.
You didn't have your safety net with you, but you did just fine, my friend. How's Julia? I haven't talked to her in a while either.
I am obsessed with her as much as the day I met her. Honestly, more.
Uh-huh.
Fun fact, today is the 2-year anniversary of our first date.
Awesome.
Yesterday was the 2-year anniversary of us meeting, which means yesterday was also the 2-year anniversary of us writing If the World Was Ending, because we wrote that the day we met.
So you met, you wrote, and then you went out the next day.
Wow.
Next day.
Okay, where'd you go on the first date?
Well, I took her to the park.
And then what'd you do? He laughs Very at himself when he stuff. Says that.
It was probably the boldest I've ever been in my entire life, because I've usually standoffish about those sorts of things. But for whatever reason, upon meeting Julia, I just didn't let there be a scenario where I didn't get to know her better. I didn't let us not go on a date the next day. After our session, I asked her what she was doing later that night, and she said she was going out for drinks with friends, and I said, you should invite me to that.
That is I love that. That is so confident. Good. Now, so just before he had that confident line, he was writing this. But if the world was ending, you come over, right? You come over and you stay the night. Would you love me for the hell of it? All our fears would be irrelevant. If the world was ending, you come over, right? Did she invite you to those drinks?
She did. She invited me to the drinks. She actually, I found out later that she didn't do it. Her friend stole her phone. And
I love it.
Guy to do it. Then later that night, that's I awesome. Said, when can I see you again? And she still pushed back. She was like, I don't think that's a good idea. And I said, I do not know what came over me. I was like in a trance of just, this had to happen. I said something along the lines of, I totally understand why, because she said, I don't think that's a good idea. And I said, I totally understand. And if you just want to be friends and write, that's fine. But I have a lot of friends and a lot of songs and not a lot of people who made me feel the way you did tonight.
Dude, you should be a writer.
Wow.
You should be. Should be a writer.
So she went out with me 2 years ago.
And
today.
The rest is history, and we celebrate today.
So sweet.
I wish I was with you in person. I mean, you just give off such great energy. JP Sachs with us. His debut album, Dangerous Levels of Introspection, is out now. Love to you. Love to Julie. I hope to see you soon, bro.
I would love to see all of you very soon. Thank you for welcoming me to your family therapy.
Anytime. We do it daily for hours and hours.
Yep,
we'll welcome you anytime.
Now you have the Zoom link.
When you're seeking introspection, seek us.
See you tomorrow.
See you, buddy. Bye.
Bye.
He's the best. What a great story. They meet, they write.
I love
She's
that.
Going out with friends. He said, I should come to those drinks. They go to the park the next day. They date 2 years later. They celebrate today their anniversary.
Come on. So smooth.
But,
and that
also,
song.
The song's amazing.
If the world was ending, they wrote it 2 years ago. And so this was months before
the pandemic hit.
Yeah. And then the world was ending. Like,
and then
I remember
they end
when
up
it
with
came
each
out,
other.
It was so like fitting.
And they were stuck with each other.
Yeah.
Because the world was ending. But they knew.
Yes.
You heard the song. All right. Maroon 5 is at Bank of California Stadium, October 2nd. I have tickets for you next.